Kalim Perchov Ches Mishnah Vav. Let's give a Hagdom over here. Something that we haven't met up with yet in this Masechta, something that comes up in various places. As a general rule, based on what we know of Seid Tairis, when a person touches a Sheretz or Medrizov, which is an Avatoma, he becomes a Rishon. Now, a Rishon could only be Mitame, Oichel Mashlim could become a Sheni, Kalim cannot. That's a basic rule of thumb. However, there's a Gzeis HaKosuv that a person touches a Sheretz. The Pasuk says that when he's touching a Sheretz, whatever he's wearing, B'Shas Maisa, the Torah says his Begodim Aton Kibbutz. It's not Stamadin, that's a Kabbalah's Tumah. Now, what does that mean? L'Chayre, the person himself that touches with his finger the Sheretz, or he touches it with his foot, is a Rishon. Kalim She'olov Beged Begodim, L'Chayre is a Sheni. Doesn't fit with the rules. So the answer is that the Gzeis HaKosuv is, it's what's called Tuma B'chiburim. We see the Odom as a direct conduit to pass over the Tuma from the Sheretz straight to the Begodim. And we see the Begodim as being touched by the Sheretz. The Odom could transmit. Certain things conduct electricity, certain things don't. An Odom could conduct, could have flow through him the tumah, and it says if the sheretz touched directly begodov, not only begodim, Chazal extend that, but it's all kelim that he touched. It's a chiddush because begodim, you could hear the begodim is on him, it's part of him, it's tuffled to him. Like a person's allowed to wear clothing when he walks out on Shabbos, not a masa. So maybe there you say it's part of him. No, the Gzeis HaKosuv Chazal learned it out, and the Gzeis HaKosuv is called kelim that he touches. So if he's touching a kli, while he's touching the sheretz, the kli becomes a rishon. Now, once the person is not touching the sheretz, he's a regular rishon, and anything he's going to touch is a sheni. So he won't be mitame kelim, he'll be mitame oichel mamashkin. L'cha'oyru, the din of tumah b'chiburin is something that the Torah is mechadish l'gabi odom. The Torah does not say it l'gabi kelim. That would mean, what happens if a sheretz touches a kli? So, okay, the kli becomes a rishon l'tumah. What happens if in the keli, there's fruit, is the fruit kivyochol that they're touching the sheretz and they become also? No. There's no such halach in the Torah. Only Odom is mitame b'chibur and not kelim. However, according to some rishonim, the Rav, with the Rash, they have this din d'rabbanon, the Rambam doesn't. We'll have to see that how that plays out in the Pshat and the Mishnah in front of us. Matlis shetloyo ala kupo. Matlis, a piece of cloth, that's nit metumas medris, and now he put it on a basket that's not royal medris. So the basket touches this medris and it becomes rishon l'tuma. Remember that the matlis that was stepped on by a zov is an avatuma. Umetamo echod upeselas echod. So now, we're going to see the matlas as no longer being an av hatumah because it was tied to the kupa, it becomes part of the kupa. The kupa is a rishon l'tumah. So there's nothing here beyond the rishon l'tumah. So now it's mitama echod, which means it could be mitama oichel, upeiselas echod. If it then touched truma, remember that a regular oichel mamash could become a sheni, and a sheni could, if it touches oichel of truma, it could be peisel the truma. That's what it means upasla. Hifrisha, then he took the matlis off the kupa, he detached it. Hakupa metama echad upeiselas echad, what was it now? It's a kli that touched a matlis when it was avatoma. Vamatlis taira. The matlis became part of the kupa, and now it's ois part of the kupa, so it's not part of the rishon l'tuma. The shei medris was already bottled from it, because it was already attached to the kupa. Now we go back to Tloyo al HaBeged. If he attached it to a Beged, that's a royal Lekabel Tumas Medris. So the Tumas Medris only became bottle in the Reisha from the Matlos when it became part of the Kupa, which has no Shachis to Tumas Medris. But over here, if it's attached to a Beged that does have Shachis to Tumas Medris, so Mitamashnaim Poisel HaSechor, it becomes part, it's Mechubel LeTomei. So Mimel, the whole thing becomes Tomei Medris. So the whole beged is mitamishnaim to an avatuma. So you can make a rishon, you can make a sheni. Mitamishnaim, upeiselas echad, thereafter only one step. You can make a rishon, a sheni, and upeiselas the shlishi.
Ifrisha, he took off the matlas min habeged, so now the beged reverts back, that it was only a tumas maga medris, it's not part, it's not mechubala medris anymore. Habeged mitame echidu poisel echod. The hamatlis stays for what it was. It didn't become bottled from the shame medris when it was attached to the beged, so therefore it retains its status, chomur mitame shnayim poisel echod. Now the hesber of that when the matlas is attached to the beged, so the beged has a din to be mitameshtayim. What's that din? So what we said before is that when something touches the beged, it's touching, you could look at it with this din of chiburim l'tame, that it's touching the matlas. This is the way the Rav and the Rash explain this Mishnah, and again, it's a chiddush because chiburim l'tame is mavu in the pasuk, legabe odom shemitame kelim she'olov, it's mitame his begodim. We don't find it by Kalim. Sounds like it's a din derabbanon. That's the way the Rashi understands. There's no clear makar to this. The Rambam in Pirush Mishnayos over here doesn't bring this out. Chiburun l'tame. He brings it because the matlos and the beged become one thing. It sounds like what the machlokes is the matlos being sewn onto the beged. Does it service the beged in any way? If it services the beged in some way, so then it's a mechubal l'tame k'tame. So the beged and the matlos become one. The din chomer of the matlos, where it's an avatumu, is then chal on the beged. But it's not. It's not. So that seems to be the machlokes. To understand, it's a different detail. V'chein ha-toyle, if he's mechaber, the matlos that's tome medris, that's an avatumu, ala sakoy ala or. So the halacha is that it does not take away its status of Tumah when it's Mischabal Asak Valor, it has the same din that it, Adrab, it's connected to that, and it could be Mitah B'chiburin, where we said it, Divrei Meir. He holds that the Matlis doesn't become Ois Matlis that became Tomei Tumas Medris Al Yidei Chibul Asak Valor. Reb Shimon Mitar, Shimon holds that Sak Valor are two different things. Or rather, Sak Valor is a completely different type of thing than a Toilah. Than a matlos. A matlos, a beged, it could be mischaber, it's not a shame acher, to go back to the side of the previous Mishnah. So if Shimon holds, by sak and or, it's mafkia the shame matlos, it's something else completely. If he attaches the matlos ala or tohor, or a matlos, one is cloth, one is leather, two different things. Ala sak tome, mtnei shehu arig. A beged, a sak, you're right, it's two different minim. A sak is made of rough cloth, it's more pashut, it's more coarse. But the maisa, they're not so different than each other. They're both woven, mashenken or obviously, and mamela, it's not two different things, and it's nisha b'shmoy, and it's still tummy.
Few auras.
That's the thing that we had in the beginning of the Mishnah, matlis shetolio ala kupo. So va matlis tohiru, because now it's part of the kupo, so it's something else. There's a shinin mischoyz. The Yer Rabba says that the nusach is that it was shinin l'shem acher. And that's the din of the Mishnah Hay, that Shino mi beged lekupo is a different mitzias, a different thing, so mele it's nitar. The Rash and the Rav don't say exactly that. They're medactic, they stress that the kupo over here, the reason why the matlis is tired, because the kupo lechazi lemedris, and since the kupo lechazi lemedris, so mele the matlis that's attached to the kupo can't have tumas medris. Why don't they just say, because it was nishtan shem acher? So shtana from a beged to a kupa. So l'chayra, Mishnah Tari speaks this out, l'chayra, what you have to say is like this, that over there, they were mishana from one to another. They turned something into something else. Over here, the matlas stays what it is. It's a piece of shmata. It's attached to a kupa. The shmata is ois. It's nischaber to the kupa. So on the one hand, tumah l'chiburin makes sense. That's the discussion of our Mishnah. Lav dafka, that there is the shinui hashem, so to speak, that we had in Mishnah. Hey, that din you don't have. But you do have the din, then now it's together with the kupa. And since the kupa is l'chazel l'medris, and the matlos is not chazel l'medris either, so that's why it would be mitar. That's one horror. We'll point out one more thing, is that the Mishnah Melech, in these dinim, it's a Mishnah Melech in Perek Vov, Mimitami Mishkev Moishov, Biyachas to what we were talking about, that is machlokes between the Rambam and the Rash and the Rav, the Pshan, the Mishnah, the Rash and the Rav, l'shitaseim, Zovim, and other places, where there's tumah l'chiburim al yidei kelim midrabbanon, The Rambam does not hold of it. And the way the Rambam learns the Mishnah is because the matlus over here was nischaber, and nischaber creates that it's one zach, and if it's one zach, it will have the same tumma. The Mishnah Melech says there could be that there's no machloikis. I mean, he brings this machloikis, but he says, Lamaisa, the Rambam, the Rash are talking about two different cases. The Rambam is talking about where he was mechaber the matlus, doesn't say how. He was mechaber the matlus, according to the Rambam, midalid ruchois. That would be a complete chibur. We're going to see in the next Mishnah, Mitzvah Hashem. The Rash will learn the Mishnah that he attached it. He took a few threads and he attached the matlus on one side. The matlus is still oimid bifnei atzmoi. It's attached with string, with a thread to the rest of the beggar, but that's not mamash a chibur. And then the only mitame is not mitzad the din of chibur that it becomes one kli, but mitzad the din of passing it over derech the kli. Mishnah Zayin, Sholosh al Sholosh Omru. This is a Klolistic Mishnah. The shear of Sholosh al Sholosh that's boys for a beggar that we've been talking about the last few prokim. Chutz min hamalal is excluding the edge of the beggar. The milal, like milal, is like Loshen Dibur. So it's talking about like the tongue of the beggar around the edge. That part is not considered a separate. Or rather, it's not considered an extension of the beggar. It's just there, the rest of the beggar, the stitching doesn't fall apart. So it doesn't add to the shear. So if you'd have exactly three, there's going to be a little bit stitching at the edge. It's really going to be 2.9. Even 2.999, but it's not three. The chum sholosh al sholosh michuvenes. The mysterious is that this shear of sholosh al sholosh at boys is exact, including the stitching at the edge. Now the Mishnah says, Tloyo ala beged, the din that we were learning in the previous Mishnah Vov, about Tloyo that was nischaber, if it's Tommy Tumas Medris, and now it's attached to a beged. Miruach achas, he stitched it from one side, but it's not be'etzem part of the beged, it's just attached to it. Ein echibur, that's not a chibur. Mishtei ruchoi, zu keneged zu. On two sides, chibur, that already makes it part of the beged. Asoy kemin gam, a gam is like a, what's called, the Lashon Chazal, a gam yevonis, which means like a half a square. So it's two sides that are at a 90 degree angle. So if that's the way he attaches it, Rabbi Kiva mitame, he holds that considered a chibur v'chom mitar. Now let's ask ourselves, what exactly are we talking about over here, whether it's a chibur or not? What are we referring to? What we're referring to is to consider the beged and the tloya and the matlis al yidei the tloya strong enough chibur that it's a tummy medris because kol hamechuvah l'tummy tummy and it'll be nischaber to the medris. That means what we discussed in the previous Mishnah, according to the Rambam, that's what we're talking about. Over there, we had a different pshat, the Rash and the Rav, and we said that the Rash and Rav could be talking about where it's not nischaber mishnei tzadim. That's what the Mishnah Mal said over there. So over here as well, the Mishnah is defining what's called a chibur. And that etzem taich is true lufi both tzadim rishayim. Rishayim is only what the pshat in the Mishnah Mal is, but the etzem taich, the etzem definition of a chibur is definitely true. Amar Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda adds one prat, b'med dvarim amurim, that a tfira from one side is not a chibur, betalus. Have a big beged, it's not worn flat. It's worn, we say the bracha l'satif, it's wrapped around the person. So memele, if it's attached from one side, the tlai won't become part of the beged. Avo b'chaluk, a chaluk is a cloak that has sleeves and he puts it on his body. So it's going to be wrapped around the body. A talus could flip from one side to the other. So it's not a chibur if it could go from one side to the other because the talus is loose. A chaluk is wrapped with more firmness around the body. So memela, if he stitched the matlis milamalon onto the top part of the matlis onto the top of the chaluk, chibur, because over there it's going to close up that part of the beged. Milamaton, if he stitched the matlis onto the bottom of the chaluk towards the feet, then it'll flip back and forth, and we don't see it as a chibur. Ain't a chibur. it falls away and it doesn't hold well.